News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. I got a caller that held on during the break, so I'll grab that and not want to waste his time any. So let me grab that real quick. Line 3, Mike from Huntsville. Hey, Mike, Phil Williams, how you doing?
Okay, good. Thank you. I heard
a
disturbing comment this morning that Mike Durant made a statement that he wanted to take or proposed to take away guns from civilians and would have military do it.
This is
prosperous. Preposterous. I think if we look back in history, the Russians said the same thing to the Hungarians. They wanted their guns and their radios. And for a conservative to say this, I said this is like far, far left. So I don't know,
Mike,
what he's thinking.
So Mike, I'm going to have Mike Durant's going to be on the show here in about 25 minutes. So he's going to come on at the top of the hour. And for that very reason, I reached out to his campaign yesterday and said, I think Mr. Durant needs to come on and address these concerns. And the context in which he said that, he was giving a speech about Mogadishu, Somalia. You know, he was in the Battle of Mogadishu, Black Hawk Down. And he was talking about having to disarm the civilians in the war zone. But then he kind of went off on a tangent and he said something like that would probably reduce crime in American cities if we would disarm the populace in some of these cities. Totally inappropriate statement in a strange context, and we're going to let him explain it at the top of the hour, Mike, so we'll see what he has to say about that.
And the criminals will always get guns.
That's exactly right.
It is a very juvenile analysis of the whole situation.
Well, we'll see what Durant has to say.
I'm curious to himself. Hey, some far left people probably and communists probably cheered when he said that. All right. Thank you.
All right, Mike. Thanks. Listen to him at 4 o'clock when he calls in. Yeah, folks, in case you didn't hear, it's like what I just said. Mike Durant, I literally reached out to his campaign right away when a story broke yesterday on Breitbart. I think it was written by my friend Jeff Poor. A speech that Mike Durant gave in 2011 at the Army War College. He was giving a speech on the nature of the situation they had in the Battle of Mogadishu and the attempts to, you know, rein in a completely out of control populace. Every single house had an AK-47. And if you ever watched the movie Black Hawk Down, it's a fairly reasonable depiction, from what I understand, of what it was like. Everybody had a weapon. And so he said that literally, you know, privates and young enlisted guys, they had to go door to door and they had to disarm civilians while they were there. And then in the middle of that speech, and you can watch it, by the way, the story's out there. I actually watched it. I listened to that segment of the speech. He kind of steps aside and just kind of makes one of those kind of, you know, comments where he goes, you know, that would probably work pretty well in the United States if we would disarm civilians, you know, here and reduce crime. And I paraphrase slightly, but that's pretty much what he said. And yeah, that's not going over real well. So we're going to let Mike Durant have his say. We're going to bring him on, give him an opportunity to speak to it. And by the way, I appreciate the fact that he is being a stand-up guy. He's not going to try to run from his comments. He's going to come on and speak to him personally, and we'll see how it goes. So that's a great segue, though, to what I'm talking about right now. Number 2 on the Triple Dipper, here's where we are, live free or die. That's what I'm calling this section. I got a story off Politico. Yes, I went to Politico. I know some of y'all get so amazed when I pull up a resource. You're like, Phil reads Politico? Well, I mean, kind of. When I'm resourcing the show and I'm searching out different, you know, opinions and topics and writings, I'll go to other places. I mean, like the one right after this one's going to be from CNN. Oh, Lord. But, Politico wrote this article in November of last year. And it points out the fact, the title of it is, Democrats should ditch the anti-gun rhetoric if they want to survive 2022. It's hard to find something that is more inflammatory, but the Second Amendment and pro-life issues are two that usually galvanize their base population. And sometimes both issues. Like I'm pretty much an ideologue on both. But the article from Politico says, you know, points out that the elections last year in Virginia and New Jersey showed that Democrats have a growing problem, it says, with rural and working class voters. And it says they also have a problem with Latinos and independents and non-college educated women. Basically, it's everybody they want to have vote for them. So, all right. It points out in the article, it said that if they want to repair some of their relationships, they might want to consider learning how to talk about firearm rights and crime issues without demonizing millions of voters. Because here's the thing. Here's what their point is. There are 140 million gun owners in the country. 10 to 12 million of them purchased their first firearm in the last 2 years. In the last 2 years! I mean, if you're a gun guy like me, you know what it's been like to try and go to the store and buy ammo or to pick up a new firearm. Good luck! I mean, unless you were using some kind of, you know, sort of non-traditional ammunition, good luck finding 9mm or 45 or 5.56. I mean, good luck! All right, so 10 to 12 million of them, why? Why do we have so many new gun owners? Well, I mean, the data shows that basically people, first of all, got really worried about all the civil unrest going on in the era of COVID, Black Lives Matter, / rioting, / George Floyd, / yada yada, / Biden. And it says that literally some of the very groups that Democrats have been, you know, leaning on, relying on, are women and people of color are some of the biggest increases in gun purchasers demographics. And that 48% of independents also claim to own guns. And some of those recent Supreme Court cases have been in favor of gun rights. And yet the Democrat Party is missing its opportunity to just get out there and create its own national carry program or do something reasonable on an actual constitutional right that people believe in, including a lot of their own base. All right, in that vein, news for you. You may remember story off of CNN talking about Alabama became the 22nd state to allow people to open, or excuse me, to carry concealed guns without a permit. That's right. We're the 22nd state. Follow-up story on that comes 2 days ago off of a website called basedpolitics.com. Georgia, this past Friday, passed its own new concealed carry without a permit law. Constitutional carry is a big deal. This particular article says, if 2020 and 2021 were the years of the pandemic, then 2021 and 2022 could be called the years of constitutional carry, as Alabama, Ohio, Indiana, Iowa, Montana, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming all passed Second Amendment-friendly laws, including constitutional carry. And then Georgia just joined them Friday. And that's big doings, folks. I mean, literally, you got right now the Second Amendment, the right to carry, is becoming one of the most talked about pieces of policy that's out there. Democrats cannot seem to get their heads around, the more progressive wing of the Democrat Party, excuse me, cannot seem to get their heads around the fact that guns do not kill people. People kill people with guns. And it's not the fact that they have guns. It's the fact that the people were bad or inflamed and they committed a crime. And if they didn't have a gun, they might have picked up a bat or a stick or a rock or something else or a knife. That it is not the gun that kills people. It is the people that did it. And that just like my caller a moment ago, Mike from Huntsville, said, that law-abiding citizens are not the problem. Criminals are the problem, and therefore criminals will always break the laws. So if we're going to make it harder to own a gun, all you did was make it harder for innocent people, good citizens, to protect themselves. Well, okay. Story on 1819news.com. Came out 3 days ago. A bill, this is an additional bill, by the way, not the constitutional carry bill, another bill. A bill that would block enforcement of potential executive orders by the President of the United States against Alabamians' gun rights passed the Senate on Thursday, the state Senate. All right, so a friend of mine, State Senator Gerald Allen, he's a Republican from Tuscaloosa, he passed Senate Bill 2 in the Senate. It's called the Alabama Second Amendment Preservation Act. You look at it and go, okay, why do we have to have a Second Amendment Preservation Act? I mean, my first thought was, that's already the law, right? But Gerald Allen makes a good point, because what he's doing here is he's saying, if we pass this, then it will ban the use of public funds or state agencies or political subdivisions to enforce federal acts or laws that restrict the Second Amendment. Such things as, what if Biden issues an executive order of some type that deals with just, high-capacity magazines? or the requirement that every gun owner has to now have liability insurance, or the fact or the idea that mandatory training is required to be allowed to own a gun about how to properly store it and maintain it, or that you're required to have mandatory trigger locks on all your stored weapons. I mean, they can make it so burdensome if they want to. I mean, I can remember just a few years ago, I think it was the city of Seattle, was putting a 5-cent tax per bullet. Every bullet you bought cost you 5 cents more in tax on top of sales tax. It was basically a bullet tax. And it was designed to make it more difficult to own firearms. Well, I assume then that according to what's being reported here from 1819 News, that Gerald Allen's bill, which just passed the state Senate and now heads to the House in the final days of the session, is designed to prevent our Attorney General and other law enforcement agencies and subdivisions of the state from ever taking an executive order or something like that and moving it forward. All right, folks, listen, I got a little more on this, including what President Biden just said. We're going to take a break right now. When I get back, I'm still in it. Number two in the triple dipper, live free or die. Second Amendment. I'm just saying. And then top of the hour, Mike Durant's calling in. We'll hear what he has to say about these comments he made that kind of segue directly off this topic. I mean, he said disarming civilians might reduce crime. Is that what he really meant? We'll let him tell us. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So we're in number two of the triple dipper. I'm calling this section Live Free or Die, Second Amendment. And, you know, it's amazing to me every time we turn around, liberals find a way to capitalize on an opportunity to try and diminish the value of our constitutional rights. And not by a little bit. I mean, like, it's every single time something happens, they find a way to twist it into something that is not what was ever intended or what should be done. Well, case in point, if you hadn't already heard it, a story off of Fox News yesterday with an update that I'm looking at right now on my screen here. A Sacramento shooting. If you heard about this, another mass shooting, multiple shooters, 6 dead. And there was a stolen gun recovered at the scene. First of all, let me point out it was a stolen gun. A stolen gun. Says 6 people were fatally shot. Another dozen were injured when multiple shooters opened fire in downtown Sacramento as people flooded out of bars and restaurants around 2 a.m. There was some kind of a fight. We don't know what happened. Sacramento police issued a statement, said they were still trying to gather the facts at that time. 3 of the deceased victims are women. The other 3 are men. But the bottom line is there was a massive shooting. It says that 1 stolen handgun was recovered at the scene. In other words, a criminal had it. Somebody stole a handgun. They were in possession of a gun they weren't supposed to have. And, yeah, that occurred. All right. Update today, as of just actually 15 minutes ago. Sacramento police make the first arrest in the mass shooting that left a dozen left 6 dead and a dozen wounded. More than 100 shell casings were at the scene. Okay, this was no small shootout. 100 shell casings? When you consider, like, the average Glock's going to be, I mean, I think mine stacks 14 and 1. So you're looking at 100 shell casings? Good Lord. All right, so they arrested somebody named Dondre Martin, who's 26 years old. He was arrested Monday morning facing charges of assault with a deadly weapon, unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon. Okay, you see where we are here? Let's keep in mind what we got. The guy was arrested facing charges of assault with a deadly weapon and unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon. Really? And a stolen firearm potentially at that. Really? I imagine they lifted prints from the actual weapons that they found one on the scene, and he was already on record. Anyway, all said and done, we got a situation here where there's a mass shooting. Well, what did President Biden do? President Biden didn't look at this and go, I'm going to reserve comment until we know more. This is an ongoing investigation. He didn't say anything like, my sympathies out there to the families. He went straight to gun control. And he issued a statement yesterday afternoon And his statement was basically, we must do more than mourn, we must act. And he used the Sacramento shooting, along with the mayor of Sacramento, who did the same thing, by the way. He says, today, America once again mourns for another community devastated by gun violence, the president said. He thanked the first responders. He talked about the dead and the wounded. And then he went on to say, we must do more than mourn, we must act. That is why my administration has taken historic executive action to implement my comprehensive gun crime reduction strategy. From standing up gun trafficking strike forces to helping cities across the country expand community violence interventions and hiring more police officers. Oh, for the love. He also going to continue to call Congress to act by banning ghost guns. Well, did one of your ghost guns do this shooting? No. A felon stole a firearm and shot a bunch of people. Require background checks for all gun sales. Well, it was a felon who stole a gun who shot a bunch of people. Ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Well, it was a felon who stole a gun and shot a bunch of people. And oh, by the way, it was not a high-capacity weapon. Repeal gun manufacturers' immunity from liability. Well, it was a felon who stole the gun who shot a bunch of people. It was not the manufacturer of the gun who walked out on the street and did the shooting. It never ceases to amaze me how they do this. Well, folks, you've literally got to take into account that what we're dealing with here is someone who is fundamentally opposed to your constitutional rights. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. And I'm just going to tell you, it is not something to take lightly, because the thing that happens too is the Second Amendment is a bellwether constitutional amendment, if you get my drift. It is a one that sets a tone. It's one that they go after first, and if they get that one, they'll get any of them. Next thing you know, your rights to due process, your rights to speech, your freedom of religion. If they can get one, they can get all, right? So yeah, the very idea that they can restrict you from something that is guaranteed to you in the Constitution is unreal. And then blame it on everything except what it really was, a felon who stole a gun and shot a bunch of people. I got time real quick for one quick phone call. Chris from Lauderdale. Hey, Chris, Phil Williams on Right Side. I got about a minute. What's on your mind?
They're going about this all wrong. They don't need to be addressing it on the front end for gun control. What they need to be doing is punishing the perpetrators. If they would quit being so soft-hearted and letting these people back out of jail when they do these kind of crimes, I think that they started putting bullets back in them. These criminals would kill somebody. And the rest of them would get the idea that this is a bad thing to do.
All right, Chris, appreciate the call, man. And thank you very much for that. Yeah, you know, soft on crime, crime continues on. All right, folks, listen, Mike Durant's calling in next. We'll get his comments on how the campaign is going, but also ask him to address these comments he made in a 2011 speech at the Army War College that seemed to indicate he might favor the idea of disarming civilians, which certainly flies in the face of our Second Amendment rights. We'll talk to Mike Durant right after the news. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Stay tuned.